of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7? Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate flipping fuck out of it.
Fuck you!
We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours screaming and yelling and cussing and taking on the right, slinging some e-turds. Join us online and everything. Tweet us during the show and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in, America. I'm glad we're not in nuclear war right now. Well, how's that?
Keep an eye.
Oh, yes.
Don's trying real hard.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Yay!
And some maybe drink, some maybe smoke some weed.
Oh, boy. And some maybe, you know, have a disposition that can be a little abrasive here and there, but that's okay. There's no law in the universe.
Like us?
Yes. There's no law in the universe that says liberals have to be nice. Please. Let
Correct.
That be a takeaway from this podcast.
Oh, good thing Donald Trump sent out thoughts and prayers for the horrible train accident in Washington.
Nah, good job, Donnie.
I've seen various too soon jokes about on Twitter. I saw a train wreck trending and thought Trump is in Seattle.
Nah.
And something like now Washington,
God.
Now Seattle has two train wrecks, the Seahawks. And blah, blah, blah.
So does this mean every stand-up comic is going to have shitty train wreck jokes? My God, kill
Maybe,
me.
Yeah.
Someone kill
Maybe.
Me. I hate that more than anything.
Amtrak.
Oh, my God.
Or Amcrash, as it's been known.
Yeah. Hacks.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you already heard the jingle. You can buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
And whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
And screaming, angry liberal media.
Yes.
All kinds of shit happening. Mueller not fired yet.
No.
Even though Don yesterday reassured everyone, there was a gaggle outside and he
gaggle.
Waddled over and one of the reporters said, are you planning on firing Mueller? Are you thinking about firing Mueller? And,
yes.
And he says, no, I'm not. And then there was like silence and he goes, what, you were surprised by that?
Is it just me or does it fucking seem like his ass has gotten bigger, Donald Trump? It's neither here nor there and it doesn't fucking matter. I'm just making an observation.
Well, maybe somebody's slipping regular Coke into his dozen Diet Cokes that he eats every year or drinks every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's every year.
Right.
I was reading.
I mean, I don't know if that
I was
would...
reading as I was talking.
Oh, I think that would make his ass actually smaller.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
Actually,
our opening drop for the headline is in the news today.
Oh,
Sarah Palin, or actually her crotch spun. But she's actually in the news, too, because apparently we found out that she's the one who called the popo
on her crotch spot.
Oh, my God.
But that probably won't be the headline. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's see what the actual headlines be.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Hence, cold Florida. Dateline, December 18th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Fuck you. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a funny one.
The headline over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Hello.
That's taking a moment to load, maybe with the net neutrality. They're already coming after us.
Oh, it's going to be even slower.
Oh, this isn't. This changed moments ago.
Moments.
The headline was the horrific train accident in Northwest Florida, but now Florida, Northwest United States.
Yes.
But now, let me see if I can grab this story. I had this story prepared in the spreadsheet.
Okay.
You remember the guy last week?
Yes.
That was part of four or five judicial nominees that got a little quiz from a Republican member of Congress, senator, I believe.
Some dickhead.
Who couldn't answer most basic questions. And,
right.
And even when asked, how has he ever fucking been in a courtroom? Can you spell courtroom? None of it.
Right.
Matthew Peterson was his name. I did feel a little badly for him because even though he's probably a right-wing dickbag, otherwise Trump wouldn't have nominated him for a judgeship.
Yeah.
But and he wouldn't have gotten anointed by the Heritage Foundation or whatever.
Anointed.
Nonetheless, he, you know, it's on Trump. This guy's utter humiliation is really on Trump for nominating the guy.
But he has it coming.
Well, what's he going to do, say no? I'm immensely unqualified. I don't think I'm going to be a judge.
No, I mean,
he's a lawyer.
Well, he could have said no, and fuck him. You know, he could have said no because it's like, isn't that part of getting older and wiser is you don't say yes to necessarily everything? And even like if somebody said, hey, Ryan, do you want to have a crack at being the lead in the Nutcracker Ballet? I would say, no, I'm not a ballerina. So why didn't this guy say, no, I'm not a ballerina?
But if you're a dancer who doesn't do ballet and they said, we're doing a different version, you know, they probably sold to him like, we don't want career judges.
Right.
You know, that's how they're trying to sell the bullshit.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And at least he was a lawyer.
Right.
I guess is the how low the bar was. I'm not defending. You know, I'm just trying to.
I just
felt bad for the guy because I really think he it's really kind of on Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
To the humiliation that guy suffered.
Sure. I loved it. I think it was great.
Well, he's done. He's withdrawn his name, his nomination.
Bad.
The president accepted his withdrawal. Go ahead, pull out slowly.
Right. Yeah, fuck off. I mean, the really great thing about somebody like that being humiliated is we will probably never have to see that right-wing nut job dickbag again. He probably is too embarrassed to do anything again in politics, which is to me, a tremendous...
Matthew Peterson.
That's great for society, man.
He withdrew his name from consideration after a video went viral of him failing to answer basic questions about the law. The White House confirmed the news in his letter to the president. Peterson said he doesn't want to be a distraction.
You know, it's great because the reason it was great to hear that guy humiliated because what I think sometimes these nutbags that vote for Donald Trump, I don't know that they understand how stupid Trump is and how dumb the people that surround Trump are. And this is such a great illustration on how they don't know anything. They don't know fucking anything. And even if they align with people's political views, they can't do their fucking job anyway. Like Ben Carson, when he couldn't answer those basic questions about HUD, that's so great that the American people have a chance to see that, you know, so they can see how dumb these fuckers are. Maybe they won't vote for them again. Maybe it does something, you know.
Peterson said, I'd hope that my nearly 2 decades of public service might carry more weight than my 2 worst minutes on television.
You see, there you go. That's where the guy has no awareness, and that's how he's stupid. He should have known better. What a fucking idiot.
Well, you know, he's got to try to get a job in the future, too. Or he probably still... Wasn't he working for the FEC, I think? Maybe he still works for the FEC.
Hey, Republican dickhead, if you're going to have a hard time getting a job, why don't you just get a minimum wage job? You guys think that that's enough to live on anyway? Why don't you just do that?
He is. He's still a member of the Federal Election Commission. But Trump had nominated him to a lifetime judgeship.
Hey, how's your brand, buddy? How do you think this helped your brand, you fucking dickhead?
I don't know about this lifetime stuff. Maybe it should be like 10 years or something. You know, there's the reason they do it is because they don't want them to be partisan.
Right.
So, but Trump right now is shoving cancer into the court system with these barely qualified ideologues.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they talk about these activist judges, and that's all that they're doing is cramming the courts full with these lunatic activists.
Well, I think the process, you know, maybe for these lifetime appointments, they probably rely on having a president that won't be partisan about that, that they'll take these appointments seriously.
Yeah.
Because listen, if you nominate that fucking idiot, he's not taking it seriously. He just wants ideologues in there. Actually, I don't even understand.
He doesn't care one way or the other. He's just, okay, fine.
You don't think he cares that he gets right-wing nut jobs in those appointments?
Ultimately, no. Okay. I mean, only that it makes his base happy. I don't think he cares about anything but him.
Yeah, yeah. So he could have nominated a fucking left-wing hippie liberal for one of those things, and they wouldn't care.
If he would have thought it would have benefited him in some capacity.
Yeah.
If he would have gone full populist... Full Bernie populist, or actually stuck to some of the...
what if he would have nominated a black woman?
Some of the swamp draining stuff that he was looking at. Then I think he has nominated a black woman or something like
Trump.
That. Trump? Maybe. Not many. But I thought there was a black guy he nominated for a judgeship recently.
Oh,
a black guy.
Wow.
But how many black people are the Heritage Foundation gonna thumbs up. But the problem was he's listening to Bannon. He's listening to
he doesn't care
the right wing nut jobs.
He doesn't give a fuck.
But he should be listening to Ivanka and Jared
or crab diving. Ivanka and Jared for what? The nominations
for more centrist liberal policies. I mean that was what people thought was going to happen, and he gets in there and turns into profound extreme lunatic, right?
Well, isn't that the story, though? Isn't that the story? The myth of fucking what's-his-face, the secretary, who's the chief of staff, John Kelly, the myth that John Kelly can keep Trump in line, the myth that Ivanka can keep Trump in line, that Jared can't.
I think it was hope.
It's a myth.
Right.
It's white hope. It's white privilege hope, you know? Those fucking evil ass oligarchs. Jared doesn't give a fuck. Ivanka doesn't give a fuck. You know?
The sets the headline over to the HuffPo over at the Drudge Repo. The other side is not thinking.
Fuck you.
That as soon as it loads, it's all text. I never understood why it takes so long.
Because our internet sucks.
No, our internet's not. Our internet, I think, here is better than it was in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay.
I think our upload speed is
sorry, Cox.
Fast. But maybe it sucks. It's a train wreck over at the Drudge Report.
Oh my, do they have a train wreck pun?
Train wreck Tacoma, over 6 dead.
Fuck you.
And big red letters, object on track. So here we go. Might be terrorism.
No.
I'm sure they're worried about right away.
Muslims.
The New York Post is saying that The derailment appears to have been caused by an object on the railway.
Oh, shit.
Preliminary investigation suggests maintenance problems are unlikely to blame because it took place on brand new tracks. This is like the first virgin voyage of this new line that they put in, a high-speed rail.
Oh, shit.
The Amtrak 501 plunged off an overpass onto the I-5.
Oh, my God.
Near Lacey, Washington, sometime before 7:45 a.m.
That sounds fucking terrifying, doesn't it?
The, let's see, the president, during his briefing on national security strategy.
Yeah.
Expressed our deepest sympathies.
Was this the worst crash ever or anything like that?
People are saying it's never something they've never seen before. It's horrible. Tremendous.
It's as if he has something to do with it. And then if he had something to do with it, then it's actually a positive thing that it's either the worst train crash.
Oh, the storms, remember? Yeah. Hurricane. People are saying it's the biggest storm ever.
Why are you proud of that?
He's a carnival barker.
The fuck are you proud of that? We got a glorified fucking weight guesser in the White House. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
So there you go. That's the headline of this horrible train wreck. I guess we're still figuring out what's going on, but there's a report over to the Post that possibly there was something on the tracks.
Oh, no. God, that sucks, dude. That sounds horrible. It plunged off an overpass into a fucking street, man. Oh, God, why is getting around so fucking dangerous? Everybody just telecommute. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah. Those fucking snakes, too. Fuck them.
Let's see. 13 cars careened into vehicles on the highway below.
Oh, God.
Multiple fatalities and injuries. Authorities are still combing through the wreckage to find victims.
Oh, my.
This was a little bit ago.
What are you supposed to do in a case like that? If you're in a train that's falling off an overpass onto a bunch of oncoming traffic, like, what's your best strategy to fucking, I don't know. You're fucked.
Yeah. Try to bend over and kiss your tank goodbye.
Oh God, I got to stretch out.
So, you know, we'll learn more about this, I'm sure, as the time progresses. Although, how much more do we know about the shooting in Las Vegas? I saw that as a comment the other day, and I was like, God, you know, they're right. Nobody knows why.
Yeah.
Still.
Well.
Like, nobody, there's no, other than he went batshit.
Yeah. Didn't he work alone? I mean, was he a lone shooter?
Who knows? What? Who are you listening to, Alex Jones? Or
why do I have comedian friends that think there was another guy involved in this Las Vegas shooting?
Because of the aforementioned Alex Jones.
Is that why?
Sure, there's ridiculous conspiracy theories that he wasn't working alone.
This is going to make me sound like a dickhead, but whenever any comedians start talking about the news, it always has to do with either a 9/11 conspiracy. It's never like any normal news item, like the tax
bill. Is
that
unique to here?
No.
Or is that Los Angeles also?
All comics don't know anything about the normal news. The only time they think they know something about the news is when there's another shooter in Vegas, or, you know, Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate. Spirit Dinners, Paul Podesta has cum lasagna.
Aren't there comics that that do topical shit? I mean, aren't there any headline comics or anything?
No, not really. I mean, I have some friends that do. I have some comedian friends that know some things about the news and shit like that. But I don't know a lot of those topical ones, you know, which is fine with me. I'm dick jokes are okay.
Because, well, you do topical stuff, though.
Yeah, here and there. I do. I got a grumpy cat joke.
Grumpy cat. You got that. You have that Don Knotts joke that's right up there.
Oh, God. I forgot that joke. Ugh.
The story there is that you did a Don Knotts joke in front of. Was that? And was that the. I almost said his name. Well, who cares? Yeah. Nobody knows who he is. But the frat party.
Child actor. I'll give you a clue who he was. He played. I won't say.
You're going to. I don't remember. Him.
Well, I thought, you know, this is going to make me sound like a dickhead. I'd have to look his fucking name up. I don't remember his name.
I'll say his name instead
of. You remember his name?
Well, TJ.
TJ what?
I'm not saying.
Oh, okay. He played Drew he didn't Barrymore's go by little TJ. Brother in oh, some well, shitty we movie. Well, some shitty movie in the 90s. I forget what
that
the
narrows
fuck.
It down.
Damn it. And TJ, it wasn't shitty. It was you were good. Not, you know, and Drew Barrymore's brilliant. What's the fucking point? Oh, yeah, his frat. I had to run my jokes by this guy to do fucking jokes at a frat party. I had to run my jokes by a 20-year-old or some shit like that. And he said some joke that involved Don Knotts. He never heard of him. And then you almost died.
What do you mean I almost died?
You almost
Oh, that shot.
Died.
That shot. That shot.
I
want to
make
yeah.
you guys shots. And there was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich shot. You took it. You look like you're going to.
But there weren't real peanuts in it. He mixed up some. I'm allergic to peanuts, FYI, folks. And no, he turned around to his ample stocked bar in his own personal room.
Yeah, you know they also had a pet python in there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But he mixed a drink in.
It nearly
anyway.
Killed you. You thought it was peanuts. I was ready to trach you.
I don't even know where we're going with all this.
We're talking about this fucking train crash now.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, man. That sucks.
So there you go. I'm just skimming through the headlines here. Okay. So I've got some other stuff here that I had pulled over the weekend. It's, this time of year, without Trump in office,
yes,
would be usually a quieter type of year. Usually shit winds down. But
yeah,
now,
it's Christmas,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, now everyone's waiting for the axe to fall on Mueller, even though, like I said yesterday, Trump's like, I'm not thinking about it. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't. wait. Yes, it does surprise me. I don't believe you. Why do we believe Schittler? Why would we believe Schittler?
Anything he says.
I don't even know.
Right.
Does he even know what he's saying?
I don't know. I think it's up and down.
Yeah.
I think he sunsets.
Oh, right. You're right, dude. He's got the dementia.
Track Palin, Torque Palin, Twunt Palin. Whatever the fuck his name is. 28-year-old.
Oh, God.
Son of family values spewer. Now, any other time, who cares? You know, your kid's a little bit of a shitbag. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you are sanctimoniously traveling the country wearing red, white, and blue and talking family values and, whoa, we're going to get back to the Lord and Jesus and everything.
I've missed her. You know, in the news.
Sarah?
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? She's brought us some of the best
no
shit ever.
No more pussyfooting around.
We bend over and say thank you. And
can I get a hallelujah?
They've been wearing this political correctness, kind of like a suicide vest.
Don't cuss, Willow.
That was the live. That was the other time they had the Palin family brawl.
What's
where the Palins wander into some... in some giant oversized SUV to some party in Alaska. And I think it was in Anchorage. And proceed track twunt torque
yeah.
proceeds to take his take his new fancy shirt off and get into a fight. They call the popo.
How do people get in so many? Some people just get in fights all the time. What is it? Is it they're just born a dickhead or did Sarah Palin raised him as a dickhead,
well,
do you think?
Yeah,
right-wing and bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Okay.
That's better than anything. That's the best thing anybody said in politics in fucking years.
She could write speeches for Trump. It sounds like she does, actually. So listen to this opening paragraph. This is, I'm reading this from Mediaite.
Fuck you.
Todd Palin.
Is that her husband?
Husband.
Goddamn.
To former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
Okay.
Had to pull a gun on his own son on Saturday.
Hey, good job. Parent of the year over here. God damn. Right.
I'm trying to think how many times Malia Obama has taken her shirt off and beaten the shit out of anybody, or if Michelle has had to pull a gun on
you know what, man?
Malia.
The Obamas are so fucking boring. It's no drama. Obama, right? Nothing. I guarantee you nothing happens. Nothing goes on.
He had to pull a gun.
You know what I bet goes on? Here's what goes on in the Obama household.
Nothing.
A lot of reading.
Boring.
A lot of reading. How horrible.
Mom jeans.
Yeah.
This gig, it goes on. Todd Palin, husband to former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, had to pull a gun on his own son on Saturday. A move that did not deter the 28-year-old Track Palin from breaking a window and beating his father.
Oh, my God. Damn. Shoot me.
According to the courts, Sarah Palin called the authorities.
Oh, shit, guys.
To complain that her son is freaking out on some type of medication.
What the fuck?
I bet that's the spin. They're going to spin it that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the evil doctor put him on some some drugs that mix together like meth.
Yeah, do you think it's medical marijuana? No, he had too many brownies.
No,
he's just losing his. You know what? Honestly, it could just be this dickhead. He might not need any medication to act like a fucknut. I mean, you know.
The affidavit indicates Track said he was coming to the home ostensibly to incite physical violence with members of the family. God. So he warned him he was coming.
What a dick. What a fucking asshole.
Wasilla officer Adam LaPointe said Track told him he was going to come anyway to beat his ass.
Are you sure you shouldn't be reading this with a French accent? I mean, LaPointe?
In Wasilla?
Yeah.
I'm sure he...
I got a lot of French people
I'm
there.
Sure he left Nice to go to... live in Wasilla.
I was in the south of France.
Yeah. Fuck the Bordeaux region.
Wasilla's horrible. I've driven through Wasilla. I mean, it's if you look out over the whatever water...
There's a Walmart, though, right?
Yeah, and lots of gravel. In mountains, it's pretty... I mean, once you get out of Wasilla and you start bending your way through the wood... winding your way through the woods or whatever the fuck. You see some moose here and there. That's pretty, but
apparently
Wasilla is a shithole.
There's some ass-beating Palins while wandering around, too.
Hey, what's up? But why not a reality show? Why isn't there a camera on this? I would have watched this
show. Oh, I think she wanted that, right? They tried that and it just didn't fly. Like, people lost interest.
Yeah, I think...
Remember, she did Palin TV.
Right, but they didn't...
fleecing people.
But this is gold. That what they were doing with that other shit was like, I'm going to go fishing, and they film it. That sucks. I don't care about that.
Todd Palin met his son at the front door, gun in hand.
Good God.
Track, according to the same affidavit, was not swayed by the weapon.
Oh, my God.
Instead, breaking a nearby window, crawling into the house, and beating his father to the ground, repeatedly punching him in the head.
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible, but oh my God. I mean, it's the Palins, man. This could have been our first, second family, right? I mean, John McCain wanted this Sarah Palin to be a heartbeat away, and he's not a well man.
Correct.
I mean, this could have been our first family.
Todd Palin managed to make it outside, but was severely injured, suffered numerous cuts and bruises on his head.
Ow.
Track has been arrested on charges of felony first-degree burglary.
Oh, shit.
Misdemeanor criminal mischief.
Yes.
And fourth degree assault.
Oh, God. Just lock him in a fucking cage. He obviously isn't fit to be out and about in public.
As of a couple hours ago, he was still in jail, has not been bonded out yet.
Yes.
That's a couple days, right? If it happened on Saturday.
Right. Well, what are you going to do? Release this guy? I mean, he's obvious. God, imagine at your own parents' house, you get arrested for aggravated burglary. Yeah. That's nuts, dude.
After your father meets you at the door with a gun.
I used to, hey, Track, are you guys close? Are you and your daddy close or no? Okay.
Shit. An attorney for the Palin family released a statement urging folks to respect the client's privacy.
Okay. How do I respect a guy that you're crawling through a window? Aggravated burglar on your parents' house.
This isn't Track's first brush with the law. As we covered last year on the Crab Diving Show, he pleaded guilty to possessing a weapon while intoxicated, copping a plea deal to eliminate a charge of domestic violence after he was accused of beating his girlfriend at the time.
Oh, wow. It's as if this
guy... I believe they're no longer dating.
Right. Does he have any kids?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit. There is a God. God exists.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
So there you go. 28-year-old Track Palin.
Good job, Dad.
Good job.
Good job, Mommy. Good job, guys. I mean, bang up. Bang up work.
Don't cuss, Willow. So the whole family got involved.
You know, I still like the story, that other fight they had a few years ago where they showed up in the limo. They got in the fight. They showed up at a party, immediately started a fight.
That's what we talked about.
But the kid was sitting in the car waiting for him, right?
Oh, Willow's. No, Bristol's kid.
Oh, yeah. Bristol's kid was in the car.
One of Bristol's kids.
What trash. What just... fucking spectacular trash, right?
I mean, hell yeah. Trump's America.
Aggravated burglar at your parents' house. Hey, the party of family values, right?
Republicans. Sarah Palin says Track suffers from PTSD.
No, oh, that sucks.
In 2016, he was arrested when he allegedly struck his ex-girlfriend in the head with a closed fist. She fell to the ground.
Damn.
He began to kick her and then threatened suicide with a semi-automatic rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Police found the girlfriend in tears hiding under a bed. He was charged, later pleaded guilty, blah, blah, blah.
I wonder if this loon's allowed to own a gun in this
He
country.
Is an Iraq vet.
Yes.
So maybe he's got some issues.
I think you're right. I think he has issues.
But I'm just not convinced that the right-wing conservative method of mental health for people is probably the right way to go.
It doesn't
suck it up, you pussy.
It doesn't seem like it's working for Track. You know, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but it seems like maybe he needs some different pills or something.
Right. So hopefully... he stops beating on people and gets help.
You know, if you're hanging out at the Palins, are you ever bored? You just always wonder.
Only when you're watching Palin TV.
Hey, Track's coming over. He's got a gun. Oh, good. Yeah. I was tired of reading this book.
Track's coming to beat your ass.
He's gonna break the window and crawl through it.
Well, I want to know what led up to it. What led up to Track calling and telling his dad, I'm going to beat your ass?
I don't know. I mean, what happened?
And then he shows up, still angry enough to break a window.
Right.
And crawl through and beat the shit out of his dad.
Yeah, lots of football games this weekend. Maybe they had a thing on they had a disagreement about sports, something like that. I don't know.
So that's the Palin news, Alaska.
Sad.
From the great state of Alaska.
Hey, Sarah, when you getting back in politics, I know that you wanted to run the VA. Remember that? That was a story that Trump was going to put her in charge of. What is that? The biggest? That's one of the department the VA has.
Well, yeah. Like one of the largest
budgets.
Sure.
She was going to be in charge of allocating all that money.
Because of this. Because of her son. That was the reason they gave. Well, she's the mother of a veteran. Nobody knows better than her.
Dude, if he's in and out of there for mental health shit all the time, then maybe she does. Know
I don't
the ins
think
and
he
outs
is.
Of the VA.
I know that's the point. Is I think he should be.
Yeah,
and you know how conservatives are.
Suck it up,
right?
Like you said, you're right.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
You know, we're just about getting ready to have all of the Republican shit garglers in the Congress blah, 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 who are
shit garglers.
Trying to
Somebody's listening and they're like, that's exactly what I do on the weekends.
We're trying.
You get me. Maybe some crab diving.
Maybe some Germans.
I think we got a big scat following. I bet we do.
I don't know why Germany got the... Why did Germany get the shit porn vibe?
Because I think that's what they're into over there, right?
It's probably not true.
Look that up. What do Germans search most for?
Do you think there's a higher percentage of corporophiliacs over on the...
Yes. I mean, where does that stereotype come from? I don't know. Hey, if you're a German person into scat, tweet us at Crab.
No, don't.
Let me know.
Please don't. Tweet at Rated R Comedy. Don't include me in your...
I can't tweet.
In your poop
right.
games.
These guys don't have time to tweet, you know.
It's looking like we're probably going to get the country, the middle class, the poor, going to get the old GOP shaft with this this tax bill. Oh, it's tax breaks for the middle class. Meanwhile, Steve Mnuchin is walking around stiff as a board, thinking about all the millions and millions he's going to make.
I don't need Viagra today. God. He's disgusting.
But so there's a lot of heinous things in the bill. They're going to scuttle Obamacare. I mean, I don't know why. Again, maybe it's a strategic thing, but it doesn't seem like the Democrats are squealing and screaming loud enough like they did on the appeal of the ACA, because it included in the latest version of this tax bill is the repeal of the individual mandate, which may in effect scuttle the ACA. And plus, this legislation that Susan Collins wants from Maine, that will shore up the subsidies for the ACA,
right?
So that people who got health care from it will not their premiums won't skyrocket,
right?
Mitch and Paul Ryan promised her, if you vote for this, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that.
Oh my God.
And everybody knows she got played, or she's lying. Like, I don't think she's dumb enough to get played. Right. She just lied.
Maybe
she's a Republican. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, they're just buying their time in office, right? They just do whatever they need to do to make it.
And if she were in a redder state, she wouldn't have even voted against the ACA.
It don't matter.
She's in a purple state. She's worried about her own ass. In the next election.
Oh, my God. We got it. I don't know why people trust the GOP. I mean, you know, that's white privilege. You know, it is. You know, Susan's going, oh, well, they won't cheat me. I'm a white person.
I don't think she thinks that. I think she knows. I think she's I'm going to screw the people and the constituents and tell them, I believe that we're going to get a deal on that.
And then the great thing is, if she doesn't, she can scream about Mitch the bitch until she's blue in the fucking face.
And that'll make the Democrats happy in her state, so maybe she'll get reelected again.
Right. Wow.
It's so Pinnacle. Horrible. That's why we need term limits.
Yeah. Get rid of the Republicans, too. They're fucking assholes.
So, but good news?
Yes.
One of there's one less razor spike on the dildo they're ramming in our hole.
Damn.
Of this tax break. You remember Trump was promising the evangelicals that he was going to make America free again.
Right.
Religious freedom.
Hey, fuck you,
and boy. He was going to torpedo the Johnson Amendment, which basically told churches to keep their fucking noses out of politics.
Yeah.
You don't endorse candidates. You don't specifically donate to campaigns, etc.
I don't want to hear from your sky god shit.
Because you're tax-free, you fucks. You don't pay taxes. Shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
There was worries that they were going to slip it into the tax bill.
Ooh, yes.
But they did not.
Right.
And some of the evangelicalites are a little pissy about it.
Sad.
The Republican tax scam... It says here, until the last minute, there's still hope that a couple of GOP senators might come to their senses, but it's not going to happen. one of the perks of the bill for the religious right was going to be the ability for pastors to endorse candidates from the pulpit.
Yay.
Without fearing loss of their tax exemptions.
Hey, can we just turn this whole country into I fucking ran? Welcome to Iran, baby. Fuck you.
At a prayer breakfast in February, Trump said, I'm going to get rid of and totally destroy the Johnson Amendment.
You know,
I said Johnson.
Prayer breakfast. Why do they have so many of these fucking prayer breakfasts? The evangelicals, every time it's like prayer breakfast. Why can't you just have prayer? Or why can't you just have breakfast?
And then 2 months later, he signed an executive order saying he did it, even though it did no such thing. It said, I'm signing an executive order to look into repealing the Johnson Amendment. Look, look, evangelicals.
You know, that's the only way. These guys, they're not really into Jesus. Because you wouldn't need a prayer breakfast to make you
evangelicals
pray.
Evangelicals have nothing to do with the message of Jesus.
You would just pray.
Right.
But to get people to get together to pray, you have to offer food. Do you know how sad? God notices that shit, dickheads, right?
With the House's version of the tax bill was passed, it did include a formal repeal of the law, but the Senate's version did not.
Yes.
Meaning that the Johnson Amendment had to be one of these issues that had to be fought out during these negotiations.
Okay.
In conference.
Hello.
Which, of course, I don't believe any Democrats are even remotely involved. If they're there, they're not allowed to do anything. Senator Ron Wyden did say, though, that he's pleased to announce the Democrats successfully prevented the repeal of the Johnson Amendment from being jammed into any final Republican tax deal.
Okay.
He added that he's from Oregon. And the top Democrat on the Senate's Finance Committee, he said he will continue to fight all attempts to eliminate this critical provision.
Hell yeah.
And that's it.
Wow.
But they didn't really, you know, he's kind of taking credit for it. They kind of didn't really do it because it turns out the rules, the Republicans found a rule they couldn't break or bend. And the Senate parliamentarian said because the provision has nothing to do with the budget.
Right.
This is one of those rare times where you can't attach.
No, you can't put pork.
You can't put stupid pork. Yeah, it's got to be budget related, I think. Right. And the parliamentarian said you can't throw that in there. So that's the only reason that it was taken out. Not necessarily the Democrats bravely taking a stand.
Well, hey, it's something, right?
But they may have challenged it to the parliamentarian. Maybe they did that. I'm sure they did. The Republicans in the Senate would love that.
Oh, yeah.
To repeal the Johnson Amendment. So I'm sure the Democrats were the ones who screamed about it and got the parliamentarian involved.
Right.
And they haven't scuttled all the rules yet.
Yeah.
Yet. They're working real hard.
Oh, my God, yes.
On doing that and destroying our democracy and what the bizarre system we do have of checks and balances.
I just don't understand. Like, do we still have the bet? Do we still have the bet? That you're betting a dollar that Trump is not going to fire Mueller?
Yes.
Damn, see, I don't know why he wouldn't. Because they're getting all these things they want, right? I mean...
Can he, is the question.
I mean, they're reshaping the government.
Right.
You know, they're putting all these conservative dicks into judicial posts.
But he's going to... It's going to have to be another Saturday Night Massacre then. Because Rosenstein...
Yes.
Has already said he sees zero reason to fire Mueller. And he's the only one that can fire Mueller. Trump can't fire Mueller.
But they can fire Rosenstein.
Trump has to order the AG, who's recused.
Right.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Oh, yes.
Which still pisses Trump off that he recused.
Oh, I love when he had that. Why did he recuse? I don't know. Why would you recuse?
Why the fuck did you do that?
You ruined it all. Yeah, you know, if I'm Trump, I'm thinking the same fucking thing.
Oh,
I'm
sure. Like, I got my boy in the AG. I got my boy. He thought Comey was his boy because he really thought that Comey torpedoed Hillary. With that letter that he put out.
I mean, think for a second. Pretend you're an evil right-wing nutjob dickbag. Why in the fuck would Jeff Bosesh recuse himself? It makes no sense.
We got caught. He got caught lying to Congress, lying to Al Franken.
Right.
And
but he doesn't.
Then he ended up recusing to kind of save his own credibility, his own save his ass.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, what the fuck did you do that for?
Yeah, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, hey, Jeff Bosses, do you think I put you in this because you're the best person for the job?
No, it's because he was licking Trump's hole first on.
Oh, that's right.
Put a MAGA hat on.
Hole licking. That's what we're about. We're all into the hole licking. Yay.
A lot of hole licking going
Yummy.
On.
Fuck you.
So there you go. A little bit of good news in the.
Okay.
In the horrific.
Shit. Oh, yeah. That was good news. Okay.
In the horrific shredding.
Shit.
Of the economy and the Constitution
Suck
and everything.
My dick. And then all the, you know, I just think of all the regulations, all the environmental regulations, the fucking national parks. Our national parks! My God! Yeah.
Crazy.
Sucks.
Bat shittery all around.
Fuck you.
The, we have a Jim Baker hot off the presses here.
Oh, hell yes.
This is unvetted, so I don't know.
Unvetted Baker, baby. He's always good, though.
Here, they're talking about the recent decision of Trump to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Oh, my God.
Saying a big, giant, little stubby orange middle finger to the rest of the goddamn planet. Everybody in the world except for Israel. The lunatics in Israel, by the way. They're right now kind of taken over by their right-wing ass bags like we are here.
This thing benefits not a lot of people on the planet.
Right. and surely through, I think nefarious, wasn't Netanyahu in Trubs for some shenanigans with the election or something?
Something like that.
Trying to sway an election or something. So, I mean, that's the only way these conservatives win these days.
Yeah, they're all dirty.
Through shenaniganry.
Sure.
Here we go on the Jim Baker show.
Yay.
Talking about the decision.
I hope Lori, his wife, is included in this clip.
And this shit, well, she's in the screen cap. This shit is so...
Hell yeah.
This is just part of the creepiest part of this presidency is just how the creepy deification that's going on by these whores, these frauds, these evil shysters or shucksters, hucksters.
Right. And even like, who would ever think there's anything remotely Christ-like?
Nothing.
Donald fucking Trump.
0.0. Yeah.
Jesus loved to grab people by Jesus, the pussy, by the way. That was his big thing.
Smell Jesus' finger. And the Lord did say, smelleth my finger.
Yeah, that's merch worthy.
And I want to say it again. I want everybody to write him a note and thank him for what he did. And tell him your church is standing
that's
with him.
That's right.
Your group is standing with it. Yes. Your family's standing. Because he needs to hear this. You don't.
Oh, yes. Trump needs praise. Tell him.
This is a great clip already.
Oh, yes. That's right.
What he did. And tell him your church is standing
That's
with him.
That's right.
Your group is standing with it. Yes. Your family's standing. Because he needs to hear this. You don't know when I'm talking to the White House. Everybody at the White House saying he loves to get your letters. He reads your letters,
and
he's so thrilled.
They put him on his desk.
On his desk, where next to the Diet Coke button, he doesn't read. God, dude.
I don't know the ball licking letters. Of course, they put it on his desk to make him feel better.
Hope Hicks is probably like, look, Trump, we've got a ton of ball licking letters.
Look at all the good letters you got, Don.
You're right.
Mr. President. Fox and Friends said something really nice about you this morning.
Steve Doocy sent a fruit basket.
Steve Doocy said he wants to lick your piss hole.
Read your letters. And he's so thrilled.
He's thrilled with encouraging letters when he signs a document like this, which is the biggest yet, everybody.
She thinks the biggest thing he has done so far is the big shit bomb he dropped in the Middle East of declaring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
And by the way, by all accounts that I've seen, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing anyway.
There's several reports that were like, well, you know, they tried to tell him what the consequences would be. He's like, but I promised my base.
My shaft. Hey, isn't this the wasn't this the United States of Shush moment?
United Shush.
Wasn't that this?
Yeah.
Letters. And he's got he's so thrilled
he's
with
thrilled with encouraging letters when he signs a document like this, which is the biggest yet, everybody. I mean, for us believers in Jesus Christ, know the word of God, believe the word of God, and to see what our president just did, an historic moment.
Yes.
I didn't miss a minute of it. I don't know about the rest of you, but just canceled other things just to watch him tell the world.
Oh, God.
Holy shit, she's not
How
finished.
Fucking creepy is
it's
this?
Not even finished.
How creepy is I didn't miss a minute. And I you know what? I started masturbating the moment he came on.
What does she do all day? What does she do?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Man. She probably is marveled by anything.
Yeah. Just to watch him tell the world about Jerusalem. And the thing is, you know, Jim, is that what the White House has told us is that he absolutely loves going to the Oval Office, going to his desk. You've all seen the Oval House. You've all seen his desk. And with just piles of thank yous and letters from Christians, from believers from all over the world. And we need to do this for our president. We're writing a letter right now, aren't we, Jim?
Yeah, I'm working on it too hard.
Oh, my God. You're working on writing a letter to the president. They're going to put it right there on the desk.
Have you ever heard her speak for so long? I mean, it's like,
Letting her go.
Baker doing a costume change right now? What is happening?
I don't know.
This is not amazing.
Right now, aren't we, Jim?
Yeah, I'm working on it too hard.
I want to give every scripture
about Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing because it's the power behind him.
Yes.
The prayers behind him.
That's right.
He's wanting the prayers of the people.
Yes.
You know, people say, well, I don't think he's a godly man. Well, I'll tell you what. He loves prayer. He loves God. He doesn't want to murder any more babies in our country.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Jim, I'm going to push back a little bit. I think, depending on who he knocked up, I think he very well would love to murder babies in this country.
I think he has murdered.
How many abortions do you think this guy's financed? Honestly, I would say 10.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Because look at the shit drizzles that he created. Look at Don Jr.
Horrible.
And Eric. At least Ivanka seems to have a little bit of a brain.
Yeah.
But
I mean, she's smart enough to pay people $6 to $4 a day to make her shit. But
Don Jr. and Eric are just fucking morons.
Loathsome. They're loathsome.
And the perfect example of failing upward.
Surely.
They're morons. If they were brought up in a trailer in Alabama, that's what I hate about this, is that, God, there's somebody, I saw another clip earlier of some right-wing nutjob preacher that I never heard of. That's why I didn't pull it. But he's basically saying Trump pulled himself up by the bootstraps from nothing, from nowhere. I'm like, he inherited $200 million. $200 million. How is that pulling yourself up by the fucking bootstraps?
How many other people? I don't know. That's a small club, right? The amount of people in this country that inherited $200 million.
Yeah.
It can't be a lot of people like that.
Pulled himself up by his bootstraps. But another example, the two Trump sons, like I said, if they had been the exact same humans with the same DNA, were born in a trailer park. In Alabama,
mean
these right-wing nutjobs believe that they would be right where they are anyway. They're hard-working, brilliant businessmen that Jr. and Eric would both be running billion-dollar businesses because they're so genius.
Well, damn, if Trump's daddy wasn't connected, that Trump wouldn't be where he is today.
Right.
And I'm sure his dad was connected.
Which is why we should do just the opposite with the estate tax, like we've said here.
Hey, man.
80%, 90%. Right. You didn't build that snowflake. Sorry.
Hey, if you want to make that happen, elect me. I'll go get that shit. I'll go get it right now. We can all go get it right now. There's a lot more of us than there are of one percenters. Whenever we all wake up and decide we want to go get their shit, we can go get their shit. Right? Fuck, I don't know. I'm just saying.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
I am. I'm socialist as fuck, dickhead. I want your shit. I don't have enough. We don't have enough shit, you know.
Again, not a great example.
The one percenters have too much shit. They have too much shit. Divvy up the shit.
Well, and with this tax break, the CEOs have spoken.
Right. Oh, yeah. We want more
when you
shit.
When you get more money from these tax breaks, are you going to create jobs with it? And they said, nah.
Fuck you.
Nah. We're going to do stock buybacks, right, and we're going to do increased dividends for the rich people that own shares in our company.
Listen, Bernie Bros, I know both parties are equally corrupt. One party talked about raising the minimum wage during the last election, and another party didn't.
Wants to get rid of a minimum
God
wage.
Damn!
They want slave wages in this country so that the job creators can compete.
You know, Bernie talked about poverty a shit ton, and he was right on, man. We got to redistribute the wealth. Why don't you raise the minimum wage?
Well, we are redistributing the wealth.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point.
In
the other direction.
God damn, fuck this shit.
All the real work being done is getting sucked out of the country.
Sucked. Yeah, man.
And thrown into electronic accounts in the Caymans.
Listen, when I get elected, I'm going to be driving a bunch of moving vans around. I'm going to go look at it. Listen, if you look like you're rich, I'm coming in your house and I'm taking an inventory of what you have. Hey, sign up. Tell me what you want.
We're not doing that.
Who's looking for a waffle iron?
We're not
Who's looking
that.
For a DVD player?
They'll be playing this clip on Fox as an example of look at the violent communists that want to take over. I don't agree with that half of crab diving.
Listen, these are what ifs. Who wants a fucking coffee table yeah. with, you know, a goldfish in the... Yeah.
We got a couple more seconds left of this, Jim Baker.
I want to give every President. Scripture about Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing because it's the power behind him.
Yes.
The prayers that's behind him.
That's right.
He's wanting the prayers of the people.
Yes.
You know, people say, well, I don't think he's a godly man. Well, I'll tell you what. He loves prayer. He loves God. He doesn't want to murder anyone.
Full of shit.
Here's what.
So full of shit.
I think Trump loves the following. I think he loves fucking McDonald's. Loves it. I think he loves tweeting. I think he loves cable news and pussy.
How many Sundays has he gone to church since since he's been president?
I guess zero. Probably zero, right?
I'm willing to agree with you on that one.
I forgot something else he loves. Guess what I forgot? What didn't I say? Golfing.
Oh, well, sure.
Golfing. He loves fucking golfing.
I love golf.
More than Melania.
Yeah. That's kind of a given.
I love Big Macs more than my wife. Or filet of fish, whatever he orders, without the fucking bun. What a sociopath.
There's some news now that let me finish this, Jim Baker.
Loves prayer. He loves God. Doesn't want to murder any more babies in our country. Come on, let's give God a chance. And God had him elected, and the Bible says he puts up God and puts down the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So we better obey.
So
Lori is on fire.
How did Obama get two terms if God puts up?
I don't know.
God puts up a leader and God puts down the leader.
You know, I think the explanation it's the same when you say, how come Notre Dame didn't win?
Mysterious ways.
It's real mysterious because that's God's
the rubber stamp,
team, right?
Yeah. Mysterious ways.
How come this guy dying of cancer and this guy isn't? Jesus.
Yes.
And the Bible says he puts up God and puts down the leader. So we better obey our leaders and live under them in peace.
Obey our leaders.
God damn. You
we're supposed to obey Trump.
Or you burn in hell. Is that what he's saying?
I think that's what is being implied.
It's so crazy. I just don't understand. There's nothing. Why would God pick Donald Trump to be in charge?
Because they think he's going to give these assholes everything they want.
Yeah. What about the pussy grabbing? Is not a biggie? Or is it positive? Might be a positive.
Well, pedophilia was A-okay.
Oh, that's true.
So why would adult pussy grabbing be bad?
Hey!
To the GOP, to the evangelicals right. specifically.
Speaking of pedophilia, Pat, what happened to that underage sex tape that's supposed to be out there, Shitler? What of that?
It doesn't exist.
I thought it did.
Who said that?
Our show, we said there was whispering.
We do not do fake news.
No, I know we did. We said right. there was a possibility that it was out there.
Well, there was speculation on the part of people who said that they know how Russia works.
Oh, yeah.
In that
so there might be
a P-tape would be minor.
Right.
Compared to some of the things that somebody said that they might have had on him.
Yes.
What is this here? Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we're here every goddamn weekday, and don't forget you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid if you buy some shit.
Yes. So that was a nice, track from, not track Palin. A nice track from Laurie and Jim. The news that I saw just pop up is will make particularly one of our Facebook friends happy, friend of the show, Brooke Reed.
Yes.
Not a big fan of Jill Stein.
No. Well, you know, knowing what we know now about her and her campaign, why would you be? Didn't the Russians have shit to do with her?
Well, the news over to the BuzzFeed now is that the top congressional committee investigating Russian interference.
Yes.
Is now looking at Jill Stein.
Fuck you.
According to a former campaign employee, Dennis Traynor, worked for the Stein campaign, says that Stein contacted him on Friday saying the Senate Intelligence Committee had requested the campaign comply with a document search.
Oh, shit.
He said, I was told by Jill to wait for further instructions.
Okay.
About these documents, I guess.
Right.
The Senate Judiciary Committee mentioned her in a letter to Trump Jr. in July.
Fuck you.
Requesting copies of all communications to, from, or copied to the president's son that related to Stein. And
God
a list of
damn.
Other prominent figures to the investigators.
So are we possibly looking at Jill Stein was working in concert with the Russians and with Trump?
Well, there's that the series of photos where sitting right to the right of Uncle Nipples was Mikey Flynn. Remember at that dinner where he was paid to speak?
Right.
And sitting three seats away Uncle Nipples is Jill Stein.
Well, what if she just accepted the Evite and, like, showed up? She's just at a dinner. It's not suspect to go to a dinner honoring Putin or whatever the fuck.
I can't imagine somebody who purports to hold all the Green Party's values agreeing to sit
right
with an authoritarian dictator who kills journalists.
Is that seems like that would be outside the Green Party.
I'm thinking they frown on that. Yeah,
compass. Yes. Aren't they for like...
I like the Green Party on paper. If you look at their platform, I agree with 100% of their platform. It's very liberal, very environmental, very socialist-y.
Yes.
I agree 100%. But apparently there's some shenanigans possibly with Jill Stein herself.
We just got Russia has their tendrils all up our dicks in so many facets of, you know, our politics.
And remember during the election?
Yes.
She was anti-Hillary when it came down to Hillary and Trump.
That's nuts. That's crazy. If you're an environmentalist, I understand Hillary might not be your wet dream.
She was actively trying to siphon votes from Hillary.
Oh, my God. Russia is tentacle fucking us.
And if you look at the Gary Johnson voters and the Jill Stein voters, Hillary, with a percentage of them going to Hillary, she would have won.
Yeah.
Thanks for your protest.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks so much, dickheads.
Message received. You were pissed. You thought she was the most corrupt human ever to walk the planet. That's fucking great.
Thanks for the tentacle fucking.
Now we're worried about nuclear war and the country turning into the fucking Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, all those people who couldn't find love for Hillary, but RIP Charles Manson on your Facebook feed, good for you. That makes a lot of sense.
And that's kind of white privilege, too. Because I can't imagine a lot of brown Bernie bros who became pro-Trump.
I can't imagine any.
Right?
No, of course not.
Like Susan Sarandon. She'll be fine. Yeah. She's rich.
She'll
privileged.
Be fine. Absolutely.
She'll be okay. She'll survive. We'll be able to survive the Trump era. You asshole.
You're in the movies.
Right.
You're in the movie business, you idiot. Sit around.
Tell that to the Muslims that have gotten the shit beaten out of them. From all the hate crimes because of the rhetoric. Tell that to the Mexican people, anybody who speaks a different language. I saw another story last week of some asshole in a coffee shop yelling at someone to speak American. They were speaking Korean.
God.
Korean!
Diversity is a great thing. What did you say? In the neighborhood we lived in L.A.
Amazing.
In one day, you heard how many fucking languages at the goddamn grocery store?
In minutes. In the local grocery store, five different languages.
But one was Russian, right? One was Russian.
Or Ukrainian. I'm not sophisticated enough to tell the difference.
Could have been
but
some spy shit. Were you being tailed?
Maybe it was Jill Stein.
Right.
So there you go. Now they're apparently sniffing. They're sniffing around Stein.
Sniffing Stein. And meanwhile, we don't have an administration that gives a fuck about what Russia's doing in our government. Because they're all fucking dirty
as shit.
Well,
that's the most terrifying part, is that we got elections coming up, and the Republicans don't seem to care fuck all about who can stick their grubby hands into our election.
Would we not have to be naive as fuck to think our election process is not fucked, or not being fucked, or was fucked at some time, that it's still fucked? Fucked.
Lots of fuckers.
Yes. Lori Baker was amazing in that clip, I gotta say. Yes.
She got a long time to talk.
Speak for so long uninterrupted by Jim.
She's way into watching Trump deliver the Jerusalem message. I'll bet Jim got his naughty bits touched.
Or maybe he had a spoonful of that food he's selling and was just choking to death while Lori was vamping.
No, he's not eating that shit. Are you kidding me?
He's not eating that shit. You're right.
Never eats that crap. The Center for Disease Control director says that no words are banned.
No, okay.
Over at the Center for Disease Control, the story came out.
But it was in a memo.
Was it late last week? Was it over the weekend, possibly? The director, Brenda Fitzgerald, has pushed back against a WAPO report.
Yes.
Saying that her staff was prohibited from using seven words, including transgender, fetus, and for me, the most terrifying, evidence-based.
Right. But that was like, I thought there was a memo where all those words were circulated. It wasn't policy. But those words were floated in a meeting that maybe they shouldn't use them.
The Washington Post reported late Friday CDC staff were prohibited from using the words vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based, and science-based.
Yes.
In documents being prepared for next year's budget.
Hmm.
After the story went viral, the director pushed back against the story with a series of tweets. She said, I want to assure you there are no banned words at CDC. We will continue to talk about all our important public health programs.
Is she a Trump appointee?
Probably.
Then I don't believe her. Fuck it. I'll believe it when the Washington Post runs a retraction or a correction piece. Then I'll believe it. I'm not believing these dirtbags.
Yes. Director of Public Health Agency tweets prior to 7/8/17 were from former CDC directors. So She took over in July.
Right. Meaning Trump gave you a job. So
I'm assuming.
Oh, yes. I believe every word she has to say.
Of course. I'm surprised she's not trying to destroy. Well, she probably is.
Yes.
Put there to destroy.
Why would we believe otherwise? And why wouldn't? And also,
she is a doctor, which is amazing.
Yeah. Of what? Tetherball?
Was she
a real doctor?
She is at the Center for Disease Control. So at least they've got someone who's got a doctorate in something.
Yeah,
I don't know what she is.
Hey, do you guys at the CDC believe guns kill people yet? Or is that not something you embrace?
She got a BS in microbiology, went to medical school at Emory.
Oh, okay.
She completed postgraduate training, became an assistant professor. Then she went into the Air Force, where she was worked her way up to major. She entered private practice, specializing in gynecology and obstetrics.
Oh, gynecology.
That's what Archie Bunker used to call gynecology.
Gynecology.
The gynecologist.
That's funny.
And obstetrics.
Obstetrics, baby.
So there you go. She's now the, she was the president of the Georgia OBGYN Society.
Okay.
So it looks like she's an actual real doctor.
I mean, I would
what
say.
What the hell's going on?
Well,
somebody almost qualified?
Well, listen, if someone. I still believe the Washington Post. I tell you, because think about it like this, man. If some shit like that leaked out and everybody went nuts, the easiest thing to say would be, oh, that's not true.
The Post reported the list of banned items arose from a 90-minute meeting held Thursday with senior CDC officials who oversee the budget that no explanation for the changes was given. The next day, they also reported that a secondary agency under the Department of Health and Human Services had received similar guidance to avoid using entitlement, diversity, and vulnerable.
Right.
What? Along with some terms related to the Affordable Care Act.
I mean, why? I'll say this. Why is it so believable? I mean,
She says, you know what? She's not saying it's an outright lie. She tweeted, the assertion that HHS has banned words is a complete mischaracterization.
Okay, there you go.
Of discussions regarding the budget formulation process.
So somebody floated the idea at the very least, and this is a tap dance. A mischaracterization? If somebody didn't say that, you'd say it's a fucking lie.
One report says that the budget analysts were told some words might be more useful in winning support from Congress. For the budget.
Right.
Jeez. So they don't want to put the words in the budget that might piss off the lunatics. Like if you put evidence-based or science-based.
That's more disturbing. That means...
Who's that going to bother? Let's think about that for a half second.
Louis
the
Gohmert.
Democrats?
No.
I don't think so.
Steve
think
King,
Cory,
Louis
Cory Gohmert. Booker is going to be like, how dare you use the term science-based?
Ted Cruz, that'll put a taint in his little fucking Republican cramper. Paul Ryan, that dickhead.
Man, what a fucking shit country this is turning
into.
Yeah, just of stupidity, of moronitude.
Right, yeah. By the way, I'm still outraged. Not good enough, director of CDC. You guys discussed it. You mentioned it. God.
Yeah. Like I said, mischaracterization.
All right. My balls. Whatever.
Which means... You were given a list and told not to use them.
That's insane. And also, the Congress and the Senate, there are representatives. That is, in effect, the American people.
That's
okay?
Your fake news.
Okay. you know what's so frustrating about this? Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck about this. You're right. He doesn't fucking care. He's twiddling his dick, eating McDonald's, and tweeting at people.
Yeah, I'm watching telly.
Hello? Fucking sold a bunch of debt to the Russians. Some fucked up land deal. Some weird ass money laundering thing. He sold a building to get out of a bankruptcy. And now we're fucked with Schindler.
Right. In a speech on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
Republican KY jelly.
Right.
Reiterated. It says RKY.
Oh, okay.
Reiterated his promise to Senator Susan Collins.
Right. Sure.
To hold votes this week on three policies to mitigate the damage the tax bill will do to the nation's insurance markets. He just said he'll hold a vote. Yeah, does that mean that it'll pass?
He'll hold a vote in the middle of the night, like at 3:15 in the morning. He'll hold a vote.
Oh, sorry. I tried. I told you I'd have a vote. I didn't say I'd pass.
We're going to give you time on the floor for that vote. But Louie Gohmert wanted to filibuster about his barbecue grill on
different
his
house. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Collins originally said her vote for the tax bill would depend on whether these other policies became law. But the vote on the continuing resolution, blah, 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 won't happen until later next week, making her promise to support the tax bill a leap of faith.
Oh, man. What a bunch of dickheads.
He did say he's blaming Obamacare, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
We must pass a routine waiver to avoid unacceptable cuts in Medicare funding and other vital programs.
The this law that they have, the PAYGO law, they call it.
PAYGO.
Because of what they're doing with the deficit.
Yes.
By raising the deficit, it triggers automatic cuts to Medicare and other programs that Susan Collins said, we have to pass a law that stops those automatic cuts.
Right.
Because otherwise, when they pass this tax break, Medicare would instantly be cut.
But like
Medicare, I'm not touching your Medicare. I'm not touching Social Security.
He lied.
He promised.
He fucking lied. What did the Republicans do? They fucking lied. George Bush lied us into a war. The other one said no new taxes. He fucking lied.
Of particular importance, faced with the continued failure of Obamacare to keep health insurance affordable for working Americans, we must take this opportunity to pass bipartisan solutions that will help stabilize collapsing health insurance markets. No.
They could have done this 7 cunting years ago.
Why
they could have helped Obamacare. They could have fixed any problems that were starting to bubble up.
Yes.
But it's had Negro prints all over it, and they couldn't touch it anymore. It's been so sullied by a Negro.
It's fucking fucked, dude. It's fucking
fucked.
Fucking
assholes.
Really?
Party before country.
Absolutely. And when they're not fucking the country, they're doing a bunch of weird shit. Bunch of weird fucking rapey shit. How is the goddamn Republican still a thing in this country? It really is fucking amazing.
Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, co-author of one of these bills, has vowed that it would be attached to the funding bill that must pass before midnight to avoid the shutdown. So we'll see if that happens.
Right.
The bills are aimed at balancing out the expected insurance premium hikes caused by the repeal of the Obamacare mandate.
Yay.
Though healthcare experts say it'll do little to prevent the number of uninsured Americans by jumping by at least 13 million.
God damn.
Great job, guys.
Nice work, dickheads. Nice fucking work. All these people, they're like, we just need to blow up the country and make fuck everything up so we can start over again.
But who knows if this will happen?
Yeah.
Because the lunatics in the House have called the bills that Collins wants to pass, welfare and a bailout for insurance companies.
Damn. So they might not pass, meaning that the deficit will go up and then the cuts will be triggered anyway, right?
And Collins trusted the Republicans.
I think what you said is right. She didn't really trust him, but it gets her through another day in politics, right?
It'll make her look like the victim instead of one of 52 assholes.
Good job, Susie.
It's just frustrating as hell.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
these tax. I mean, you know, if there's anything hope is that if we can take back something, either the House or the Senate, or it would be awesome sauce to get both in 18. And then get the presidency back in 20 maybe, you know, these are things we can reverse.
Hey, Kate, send Putin a wire saying the next time he installs a fucking leader into our country, can we get one that's progressive and liberal? I mean, he doesn't live here. You don't live here anyway, Putin. Why can't we have somebody good? I mean, he could have installed someone good, right? But he gave us this dickhead. I guess, I mean, what else are you going to get?
Really?
I'm asking Russia to give us a better president.
Over the weekend, one of Trump's shysters went squealy piggy on, you know what? I think they're just so incompetent.
Yes.
That they just realized that these, isn't it like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of emails that the transition team, some of the transition team started using a .gov email.
Okay.
During the transition.
Right.
Which is okay. But .gov emails are by definition not private and owned by the public. And even when you sign up for your .gov email,
it tells you that.
It tells you, by the way, everything you write is subject to possible government oversight.
Right. No, weird. You know the .love extension is coming out? There's like, you can get that. You can get like .love.
Oh, there's .everything now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They opened up the domain, so it's no longer just like .com and .net and stuff like that. There's all kinds of things.
Perfect.
.club.
Really?
Yeah, we could do crabdiving.club.
Oh, that's cool. If you wanted to or whatever.
General Services Administration, the GSA, turned over thousands of emails exchanged during the transition.
Yes.
To the special counsel who sent an official request for these emails and got them.
Right.
And then over the weekend, one of the shysters of, I guess they sent a letter to congressional committee leaders. This is how you know it's bullshit. If they would have thought that these emails were truly illegally obtained.
Yes.
That Mueller didn't have the authority to get these private emails, they would be in court howling.
Of course they would, right?
Take them back. But no, they sent them to the Republican assholes over at the committees to say, this is illegal. I can't believe they did this. Just so Steve Ducey and fucking Sean Hannity will throw a couple of cum spurts in that direction.
in their cum spurts.
Jerk fest.
Right.
Over trying to discredit Mueller.
Isn't that obvious? Don't people fucking see through that
the
shit?
Dummies. If all you watch is Hannity, who tonight is going to scream, the emails are illegally obtained. The transition team. Mueller's
so sue to give them back or have them not be used in the investigation.
Well, he won't mention that.
I mean, that's
he's got an audience of dummies to fire up.
Yeah, woo. They don't give a shit.
The Trump team, in a 7-page letter to the heads of all these committees.
Yes.
Who is this toady? Somebody named Langhofer.
Langhofer.
Transition lawyer Corey Langhofer.
Okay.
Sent this ridiculous letter alleging that the GSA giving these materials to the Mueller investigation violated the Fourth Amendment and the Presidential Transition Act.
What the fuck is the president?
Well, it's just not true.
Yeah.
Mueller's team requested the documents in a pair of letters in August and received a flash drive containing them on September 1st from the GSA.
Okay.
Langhofer blamed career GSA staff. Notice that wording.
Career.
Career. Deep state. I smell Negro.
Oh, my God, guys.
I smell Obama.
They just want to suggest corruption, right? That's what they're suggesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're discrediting the final results. Like, right. That's why I don't think he's going to fire Mueller. I just don't think.
Because he's not going to need to.
I don't think he can. I just don't think he can. And I think are still a few sane Republicans out there, it won't take much to vote for impeachment. I think it's just I think conviction is 2/3. I might be wrong.
Right. I don't know.
But the vote for impeachment might be a straight up 50-50 vote. I could be wrong on that.
Right.
But I got the vibe that if all the Democrats in the House say, fuck it, impeach him, that it'll only take a handful of Republicans with morals and scruples to jump and agree.
So Democrats, what are you waiting on?
Well, they don't have... They're waiting for Mueller to drop the truth bomb.
Right.
So you don't want to blow their... That's why they weren't too thrilled about Representative Green, was it, who put forth his articles of impeachment, and Pelosi's like, not yet, not yet, not yet.
Not yet, person of color. Wait for the rest of the white politicians to be with you. That's important.
Well,
I'm just saying it.
Right. I agree. I mean, I think it's... what are you going to impeach him for right now?
I don't know. The emolument shit?
Eating too many. They don't have, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
The GSA and the special counsel, of course, said, well, there's nothing strange going on, that they followed the law, in a rare statement put out by the Mueller team. Like, they're quiet as fuck this whole time.
Right.
They responded to this and they said, they also worded it very carefully, in our ongoing criminal investigation. That was the word everybody seized on.
Okay.
We have obtained emails in the course of our ongoing criminal investigation. We have secured either the account owner's consent or gone through the appropriate criminal process.
Oh, shit.
And I have no doubt that Mueller's doing everything by the book.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody except for right-wing assbags, lunatics, are finding any impropriety in any of these emails going to
right.
Mueller. There's your GSA, .gov. Yeah.
And like you said, they would sue. Trump would sue, right? Or his legal people would sue or something like that.
Congress doesn't seem to care about it even.
Yeah.
The Elijah Cummings even released a statement saying Presidential Transition Act does not support withholding transition team emails from criminal investigators.
Wow.
Something about the Presidential Transition Act says that they have to have secure and private emails or something like that, but it doesn't qualify for criminal investigations.
Yeah, that makes sense.
White House current attorney Ty Cobb announced that Mueller's team had completed all interviews with White House staff requested to date.
Right. So he just wants to end it. Yeah. We've interviewed everybody.
Meaning that everybody they wanted to talk to so far, they've already talked to.
Okay.
Those interviews occurred before the transition team knew Mueller had access to physical copies of their transition emails. So they might have perjured themselves.
Oh, shit.
That's what they're shitting about. Is what? That they might have, there might be something in those transition emails that then they were asked about by the Mueller team,
right?
Not knowing that those emails were already sent over.
But wouldn't you think they would?
The GSA doesn't have to inform people that they're being investigated or anything like that. Just like with the, most everybody thinks that, well, they had Trump's tax returns long ago.
Is this why John Oliver calls it stupid Watergate? Because if you're being investigated by someone and you've said, they ask you something and then you give an answer that, you know, can be contradicted in an email,
right?
And you assume they might have that email and you might not want to lie.
They're dumb.
Fucked.
They're dumb. Damn. They're dumb. They're dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid Watergate.
Sad.
Fortunately.
But, you know, I mean, these fucking idiots that support Trump and shit, they have plenty of practice supporting GOP leaders when they lie. You know, They don't care if Roy Moore lied, if it advances their cause.
Oh, right.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, there's no ethics.
Right.
Or whatever involved. Which is, but good thing they're all stupid.
Yes.
These Trumps. I mean, that's the fear is imagine if someone as Hitlery as Trump got in that was really smart. That was a Putin. What if an actual Putin?
Yeah.
You know, Trump is Putin without the brains.
Yeah. That sucks, man. It sucks.
And when you've got, you know, 30% of the population that wants to bend over and bootlick.
Oh, yes.
And wants an authoritarian big daddy.
Yeah, yeah. They feel like their white Christian straight male values are being, there's a war on it. And there's just not.
And what about all the brown people coming to kill us and rape us and make us gay?
Wow, that's quite an agenda for these immigrants, isn't it? I thought they just needed to work.
Take our jobs.
To put food on the table. But they have all that shit going on at the same time. How can you be so busy?
The, got it. In fact, that senator, you know, the judicial nominee that bailed today.
Yes.
The, it was Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, Republican, not
yes.
of the Kennedys.
Right.
He's a Louisiana Republican.
That's a different kind of Kennedy.
He was the guy that asked all those questions of, Matthew Peterson, basic questions.
That was funny.
That he couldn't answer any. I think this is a lie. Kennedy did an interview. He said he didn't realize Peterson was so inexperienced until the hearing began.
Oh, you fucking
bullshit.
Liar.
Bullshit.
Hey, I appreciate what you did. I think you did the country a service. I do, man. We should know how dumb these fucknuts are.
He said... he did say something funny, though. Just because you've seen My Cousin Vinny doesn't qualify you to be a federal judge.
Yes, there you go.
He has no litigation experience, and my job on the Judiciary Committee is to catch him. I would strongly suggest he not give up his day job. That's obviously before he quit.
That's a good one.
But he did say that the president called him on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
To talk about Peterson, and Trump blamed his staff for sending an inexperienced nominee.
No.
And said he did not pressure the senator to confirm him. He didn't say, you're being nasty to my boy.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know who this is. They sent an idiot to you. I had nothing to do with that.
But Trump.
Right.
You just absolved yourself.
The buck stops the president. Anytime some shit happened, Barack Hussein Obama... Even George fucking Bush was like, look, I have to take responsibility. This is my administration.
Well, yeah, Barack Obama takes responsibility anyway because the country,
right.
They lay everything's his fucking
except
fault
if it's
anyway.
Good.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
good. But Trump, Trump will never cop.
Fuck no.
To anything. Never having made a mistake or apologized for anything. So this is his shitty leadership. This
right.
is, I don't care. I want to go play golf.
Fuck you.
Send me a list that the Heritage Foundation says is good. I'll sign it.
Right.
We'll be good.
Who cares?
God.
Didn't even do that when he ran for president. He goes, oh, yeah, here's my list of nominees. He just like, it was literally a list from the Heritage Foundation.
It was the list from the Heritage Foundation. Gorsuch. That's where we got Gorsuch.
This guy can't even, what was his name? Mike something or other.
Peterson.
Answer. Peterson. Couldn't answer one fucking thing. What a fucking moron.
They hire the best.
God.
Nothing but the best.
Thank God he had to be confirmed. I mean, really, I'm glad that guy, that Kennedy, I mean, in a way, that dude's a hero. Kind of exposed this guy for being an idiot.
The got a little bit left here in the big show. Thanks for joining us. It's lovely Monday, y'all.
Yes.
You know, it's nativity scene time.
Ooh. it's my favorite.
All over the world.
I like those live nativities where you have actual animals. That's the best, man. I love animals. Except snakes, tigers, lions, and sharks. Fuck those. And bears.
Oh, my.
Polar bears, yes, they suck.
And just to show that there is a war on Christianity in the whole worldwide, Ryan. It's not just here evil, godless, homosexual United States of America.
Yeah. Is it another planet attacking Christmas, or is it just
not yet
Satan? Okay.
It's a it's Spain. This happened
Spain
in España. Boadilla del Monte in the mountains of northern Madrid. Apparently, the local chapter of the Conservative Popular Party is now demanding an investigation have filed a criminal complaint after what happened to the nativity scene.
Okay.
The figures were reassembled into sexually suggestive poses. Mary was bent forward over Jesus' crib.
Oh, shit.
In a position that suggested she was giving oral sex to Joseph.
Are we sure it wasn't Jesus?
The animals were all placed in mating positions.
Mating positions.
So the sheep and the cows were all fucking each other. One of the religious ninnies of the Conservative Party there said, it constitutes a clear lack of respect for the religious beliefs and traditions of much of the population of the municipality. In addition to the vandalism, which I don't believe there was any damage done. I believe they just leaned the statues and compromised the positions.
They don't think animals should fuck? Nobody in your community doesn't believe animals should have copulation.
This is a clearly intentional offensive attack against religious freedom.
It's hilarious. It's
probably kids laughing their asses off. And these ninnies think, oh, my religious freedom's under attack.
You telling me Joseph doesn't have a blowjob coming? Come on. Walking through Bethlehem, or wait, where was Jesus born and where was the manger? Bethlehem?
Sure.
Okay. Looking for some place for his kid to hang out. Maybe Joseph doesn't deserve a blowjob. I mean, if the best place you can find for your baby to be
born, that's all he got.
It was a barn.
Up until that point.
That's
right?
Yeah.
At most.
Right. He didn't even get the fuck.
Got
a couple of sheep 69ing.
A town council member has reported that the nativity scene has been restored to its original place.
So, okay, let me just be sure. So the cow's not fucking the donkey. That's been resolved? I love this. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
There you go. Just shows. And it shows you there's religious ninnies everywhere. Butthurt religious ninnies.
Can't you just laugh at it? I mean, it's to me, it's
funny.
Well,
I mean, you could say it's inappropriate and stuff like that, but to go all... It's assault on religion.
Oh my God.
It's a bunch of kids, I have no doubt.
Right, and you know what? It's not, imagine you work for the city or the government, there's nothing to do all day. It's boring, it's shitty, it's just, and then all of a sudden you wake up one morning, you go to work and all the animals are fucking in the manger
scene.
Right,
you get a good laugh, and you put the sheep back down and you take Mary's mouth off of Joseph's dick.
I'm taking pictures with it.
Right.
I want to be in the orgy in the manger, you know? Artistically, not in a real way.
But anything for them to claim persecution.
Grandstand.
Look at how they're persecuting us.
I have a question, a serious question. What if a lamb gets, you know, knocked up by a cow? Are they allowed to abort that? Because that's not going to be an easy birth. I got a cow baby coming out of me.
Who's fucking who?
I think everybody's fucking everybody, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wonder if there's any homosexuality going on. A couple of the wise men.
Oh, yes.
Maybe doing a little rim jobbing.
Right. It's a fun day at the old farm.
This should probably be on Faithless Friday, but it's only Monday.
Yes.
So, what the fuck? This is right up in that wheelhouse, though.
Up in
of
his
religiosity
bitch.
Bullshit.
Yay.
The ACLU.
Okay.
Donate to the ACLU, y'all.
Are they okay?
They do
with
good work.
Are they okay with the cow orgy at the manger scene, or do they care?
Well, I don't know. It's American.
Right.
That's in Spain, so they don't care.
Oh, right. Spain. Okay.
The American Civil Liberties Union are suing...
bunch of Spanish animals.
Webster Parish Schools.
Yes.
In Well, since I said parish in Louisiana, obviously, since they're the only ones that have those parishes. And their superintendent, Johnny Rowland, for promoting Christianity at Lakeside Juniors and Senior High School.
Okay.
As the ACLU reports, the school day at Lakeside starts with a morning prayer over the PA.
Oh, my God. Where do you guys live? In the Taliban?
Read by student volunteers or teachers.
Yay.
There's where the rub is.
Oh, yes.
Led by teachers.
Right.
Can't do it.
Pray or else. You get a fucking, you know, demerit or some shit like that.
And even though I think it's technically legal for the students to lead a prayer, you don't need to be leading a prayer in a public school in the morning.
You don't need, and the truth is, and I'm sorry if you're into the Jesus and you're listening, you really don't need to pray.
Pray outside, pray at home.
Or not.
Pray silently to thyself. But yes. There should not be an over-the-loudspeaker prayer to whatever deity they ascribed to.
Hey, and listen, if you want something to pray for, I'll give you some. Pray for crab diving, right? Pray for crab diving in 2018. Pray that people go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and they buy shit they want to put under the tree, things of that nature. And pray all that pray that these manger animals get the fuck more, because those donkeys look frustrated.
Apparently the ACLU had sent a letter and the superintendent, Johnny Rowland, said, fuck you!
Jesus!
So they say nearly every Lakeside school event features official prayer. Graduation services are even held in churches.
Oh, my God.
Often resemble religious services.
How macabre. It's macabre as fuck, is it not? You're graduating under like some Jesus is all fucking nailed up to a cross, bleeding, crown of thorns. Oh, good luck on the rest of your life. That's so disturbing. That's depressing. Who wants that?
The mother of a student at Lakeside who was an agnostic.
Yes.
Said her husband confronted the then principal. He's been just recently promoted to superintendent.
Perfect.
Rowland. When her husband said, you know, maybe we shouldn't be doing that, Rowland said, I'll stop when someone makes me stop.
Oh, my God. People like that fucking frustrate the shit out of me.
And then scream about lawlessness. Right?
I'll stop when lawless. Someone makes me stop.
Who's being lawless? There's a law that says you can't do that, you asshole.
That's what Donald Trump did, right? When he didn't want to rent to black people in his apartments, he said no. And then the only reason he did is because the government fucking sued his ass.
Right.
And made him do it.
Even though I guess they don't force participation, the mother said, in her complaint, the parent's complaint says that when their child started to stay seated during morning prayers, other students ridiculed her.
She felt bad. They probably felt out of place.
And this is where the Christianists would say, she can go outside if she don't like it.
That's exclusionary. Now exactly. You're excluding her. You're making her leave a public place because everybody else wants to quote unquote talk to something in the sky.
Right.
Just doesn't exist, guys. I'm sorry.
And that's the point. That's why we don't do it, is because of this exact marginalization that occurs, especially among kids.
Bam.
Kids are going to feel pressured.
Right. And kids in fucking...
to fit in.
Yeah, kids are assholes. They're fucking assholes.
And kids are assholes.
They're cruel. They'll make fun. Right. I mean, you know, I went to... when I was in junior high, kids were fucking dickheads. And they'd give you shit over anything. Your corduroys were too... too many pleats in your corduroys. Fuck you, dickhead. Now I don't want to pray to Sky God like everybody else. You can suck a dick.
When the parents stayed seated during graduation prayers, other parents hissed in disapproval.
Who are these adults being so mean to kids?
They're Iranian level religious extremist assholes who hate the Constitution and hate America as we know it. They want to turn it into Christian Iran.
You know, I just watched the Avengers and I just want to know, where are you guys? Where's the Incredible Hulk? Where's Wolverine? Where's Captain America? Come fuck these guys up. They're fucking with kids. That's not good. We need the Hulk.
One of the teachers also implied to the class that the Bible must be taken literally.
What?
And mocked their daughter when she questioned him.
Oh, my God. God damn it. Hey, crab diving, nobody mocks better than we do. If you need anybody mocked, let us know. We'll mock. I'm ready to mock. Let's mock some motherfuckers. That's not fair. You can't give a kid shit because...
So, along with the suit against the school's unlawful practices, the ACLU and their Louisiana affiliate are requesting that the U.S. District Court declare the district's policies and practices unconstitutional and block the district from continuing them. So I have no doubt that they'll probably win this one.
Who will win? The good guys?
The good guys.
Thanks. Thank you, Jesus.
Unless they run into one of these Trump nominees who doesn't like the Constitution and doesn't believe in the separate, one of these activist judges who doesn't believe that in religious freedom, only religious freedom for Christians.
You know, this is where, to me, it's a shame that there is no Jesus up in the sky, because this is the moment where I would love for God to poke his head out of the cloud and say, spoiler alert.
Arthur. Oh.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, you guys down in this parish, in this school district, you're all going to hell. You're going to hell. Have fun living out the rest of your lives, but you're such cock knockers to these fucking students. You are going to roast in eternal flames.
Yeah, if the Jesus of the Bible existed and the God of the Bible exists.
Yes.
Doesn't. But let's speculate for a moment and fantasize. Yes. I have no doubt that Jesus would be smiting Republican conservatives with abandon.
Wait a minute.
And embracing.
Minute. You're saying
the transgendered embracing everyone
would
that's
Jesus,
been marginalized by these horrible people.
Would Jesus send Donald J. Trump to burn in eternal flames in hell?
Yes.
Wow.
I have no doubt.
Bam. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit. We get paid.
Most of the rich.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that one of his quotes? It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich person to make it into heaven.
What kind of needle?
I think that's kidding. I think that's kind of self-explanatory.
Right. I mean,
he didn't mean it.
What about George Soros? All the, you know, surely he gets some consideration for all the protesters he pays, right? I mean, Sorry, it's George.
A little bit of credit for all the money he's spending.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they've yet to produce one canceled check
for
any protesters.
What about all the voter fraud in California? What about that? Any evidence?
Of course.
Yeah.
Tons of evidence. Overwhelming evidence.
Right. Fuck you, tropes.
Oh, my God. Well, this is Trump's America. Arkansas man arrested.
Fuck you.
After he admitted to raping a now adult woman.
Oh my God.
From the ages of 4 to 12.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But listen to this. He had this is Pope County.
Oh shit.
Arkansas.
It sounds so redneck and backwoodsy. Pope County, baby. Fuck you.
45-year-old Ronnie Lynn Gibson.
Oh my God.
Has been charged with rape.
Ronnie Lynn!
Terrifying. There was a female active duty member of the Air Force who reported she had been sexually assaulted and raped by him from the age of 4 until 12.
God, that guy took her childhood. Dude, that's so fucked up.
As part of the investigative strategy, officers had her contact Gibson on Facebook.
Whoa.
She probably DM'd him and was like, do you remember what you did to me?
Right.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
With the investigators watching.
Trying to get him to implicate himself.
He admitted raping her and told her to get over it.
Oh, my fucking God.
In an interview, he reportedly confessed that he began having sexual conduct with the girl between the ages of 3 and 4.
Ugh.
Holy shit.
Vile. Just fucked up, man. We're monsters. This country is just full of fucking monsters. This planet.
He developed a code for the sexual misconduct. He would ask her, "Do you want to play?"
Ugh. Bleh.
But he did insist that he didn't attempt sexual intercourse until she was 8. Oh my God, these are monsters.
Yeah. You know, there's a cigar-shaped asteroid flying through our solar system. I hope it hits a planet because we're dying.
Extrasolar, they think, right?
What does that mean? Like
it's outside of the solar system. It's very rare because they don't think it's a
it's interstellar.
It's from our asteroid belt or anything like that.
They also think that there might be aliens on it.
Or
could
from
be a
the
ship.
Oort cloud.
Yeah, could be a ship.
Oh, we're fucked.
Well, the last time there was a cigar-shaped asteroid that flew through our space, we had to get a whale to talk to us so it wouldn't fuck us up. Remember that? Star Trek 4.
Oh yeah.
The worst Star Trek ever.
Like, that wasn't that bad.
Well, I mean, you know, they had some funny
It's an even-numbered one. That means it's a good one.
Oh, that's true. I loved Wrath of Khan. But you know what? You're right. Leonard Nimoy had all these funny lines, you know, because they traveled back in time and they taught him how to cuss. Says colorful metaphors. And that was funny.
Yeah, that was one that Shatner did not direct.
But a whale, like, who's like, we need a whale to talk to a fucking... It's so fucked up. They beamed a whale onto a Klingon ship and flew it.
Spoiler alert.
You're right. But like, yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't understand it. Still understand how they thought of it. Fuck that guy, though. God, what a creep.
So there you go. Get over it.
Get over it. It's shitty, man. I mean, you know, thank God black people came out and voted for Doug Jones.
I wonder who that guy voted for.
Shit.
I wonder if he voted Trump.
He voted Satan. That's what he voted for. What a dick.
Okay, this one is one of the batshittier things that's coming out. We got a couple minutes left here on the big show.
Crazier.
We have played this guy before.
Yes.
I think on a Jim Baker show clip. This is that. I mean, you got to give him credit for the entrepreneur spirit, figuring out how to fleece Christians for money.
Okay.
This is that he calls himself a prophet. He used to be a fireman.
Okay.
Mark Taylor.
Right.
He's
a prophet.
He had, I'm reading from Pathos, the Friendly Atheist blog over here. Earlier this year, he predicted Hillary Clinton would have turned churches into mosques had she become president. For an example.
That would have been fun. A lot of redecorating. That's a job creation right there.
I believe he was one who was also told that, you know, he was, the Lord told him that Trump was selected personally by the Lord.
Can I see those emails, please? I want to look at that.
So he was on some Christian show.
Fuck you.
Called The Edge.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know what the fuck this is. Some radio show, I guess. And, you just got to hear this. Here is Mark Taylor talking about what Trump is going to be doing here very soon.
Right.
In regards to
anything about advanced tech or medical cures being released by Trump. And, you know, here is something. Speaking about releasing, he released the JFK files. Hey, I'm waiting for him to release whether or not we went to the moon, but that's another subject, you know.
What?
I'm waiting for him to release whether or not we went to the moon. So this moron is true Alex Jonesian conspiracy theorist loon bag.
What a dumbass.
To the moon, but that's another subject, you know. But maybe even something, what's going on down there at Area 51? Is you think Trump will go that deep and start releasing the secret hidden information of our government?
I honestly do. I believe that you're fixing to see cures, excuse me, for medical conditions begin to come forth, because you know you got Big Pharma out there wants everybody sick.
So he thinks that Trump is going to destroy the evil capitalists of Big Pharma who've been hiding the cure for cancer. Who've been hiding the cure for Alzheimer's.
So that's Trump's ulterior motive with all this bullshit. He's actually looking to bring us a cure for cancer.
When Trump and people like him if that's true, are the exact ones who have suppressed cures.
Wait a second. Let's give him a chance.
For profit.
Let's give Trump a chance to cure cancer, okay?
Begin to come forth. Because, you know, you got Big Pharma out there wants everybody sick.
Period. I agree.
And so I think what you're going to see happen here. Now, again, I don't know the timing of this. This could be in his second term that a lot of this stuff starts happening. Because right now the corruption is so deep, that's taking priority over everything. We got to get these people out of the way first.
Got to push push the blacks out, the deep state, the brown people, right, anyone okay. selected by anyone other than Trump.
And that's going to pave the way for all the stuff to come through. But you're going to see cures. You know, we've had cures for this stuff, Daniel, for years, for decades, for cancer. We've got cures out there, I believe, for Alzheimer's.
There's cures. We've had cures for years, for decades.
Well, where are they? Don't you think somebody could...
You think
dig them up?
You think one person in the history of all of this knowledge would have the ethics to blow the lid on that? Now,
there'd be some evidence. Right?
I do think that they probably suppress.
Oh yeah,
as much as they can. I would think that would be right in their wheelhouse. To be honest with you, for Big Pharma, I don't think that's true. That there's cures for cancer, maybe treatments for specific types of cancer.
Sure. Or cheaper drugs,
but
or like
Alzheimer's,
like that,
I just can't imagine that.
Yeah,
but who knows? Look what they did with the big tobacco.
I mean, some
doesn't cause cancer. Right. Here, smoke but more.
Some scientist is going to go to the trouble of finding a cure and not brag about it.
Right.
Brag about it. You know?
Cures out there, I believe, for Alzheimer's, all kinds of diseases out there.
How dumb these people sound.
Their cures are there, but they want the money coming in for research. Big Pharma doesn't want you being well. They want you sick. That's how they make their money. So, I mean, again, yes, I do believe that is going to be dealt with. You're going to see this stuff begin to be released. Yes.
Again, a kernel of possible truth in a conspiracy theory, and then they run with it. I mean, I have no doubt that we're going to find in history that Big Pharma was involved in shenaniganry.
Yeah, but doesn't this guy sound like he's vomited out talking points from Alex Jones or some bullshit like that? What an idiot.
Bat shittery and lunacy.
Yay!
In massive, massive quantities. We got to get the fuck out of here. Thanks for joining us. Back for more of this bullshit tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. We do it every goddamn weekday.
Yes.
Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. It helps. Thumbs us up and shit. Help spread the crabs and buy shit through our Amazon portal. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy. If we go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back for more bullshit tomorrow, everybody.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.